This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV in Richmond. Appreciate you listening to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday, November 6th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cakes Allville's here.
Momentous day here in D.C. Huge one. Cakes Classic Day.
Nice.
Big one. Let's go.
Big and one. Jason Bishop's here.
What's up? Happy
that
Wednesday.
Means you're not going to get much sleep tonight.
Well, let's hope. Let's hope that's the case. Hopefully I'm up till about 2 o'clock and I'm scooping a bunch of chips.
I pulled a Bish Bucks last night. I was in bed before 9 p.m.
Yeah, I went to bed at 8, I think like 8:45 or 8:50.
Yeah, it was right around the time.
You know what it is? It's the dark, the impending darkness.
It's dark out early.
My body hasn't adjusted to it yet.
I was doing work outside the house for hours.
Yeah.
Just sick of it.
I was not doing a lot of work outside my house.
I need to hire somebody.
Yeah, you need help.
I'm trying to get through 2024 without hiring somebody.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking about hiring somebody just for the last 2 weeks.
Sure.
To do what? Like,
the leaves. I live in Washingtonian Woods. I mean, it's just piles and piles of leaves. Yep. You can put them out there on the street. Even with a leaf blower, I was out there for more than 2 hours. I can't keep up.
Yeah.
I've got four huge ones.
What do you mean you can put them out on the street?
On Wednesdays, a street sweeper comes by. So you can just put your piles of leaves out on the street.
Oh, you don't have to put them in bags?
You don't have to bag them?
You put them on the street and then they...
A big-ass pile.
So it makes it easier.
Whatever they do.
It's hurting.
But it's still hours of work.
Oh, yeah.
The stupid leaf blower. Well, and then all of a sudden...
I've done any of that.
Yeah. I didn't realize. It's like, my back hurts. Why does my back hurt? Oh, because I was...
Yeah, because you're hunched over.
Leaf blower.
Yeah.
I was doing this all day.
All I do is blow my 5x5 mat.
Yeah.
The leaves off that.
It falls with.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
in
it.
In my backyard.
Yeah,
it's almost time where you can get the tiny electric leaf blower and bring it to the course.
Right.
Because it's impossible to find your ball.
No, I have a buddy that has one in his bag.
He has a portable leaf blower?
He pulls out this little mini one.
What a dork.
That's hilarious.
He's a genius. Genius. He's a genius.
No, he is a genius. He's also... Actually, Valdez is a very good putter.
Yeah.
This guy's the best putter I've ever seen.
Really? Better than me?
Slightly.
He's got me beat?
Slightly.
So did you play golf yesterday? Because you left the show because you had tooth pain.
Yeah.
Emergency root canal surgery.
Yeah.
Now, you did express your concern that you had a tee time at noon. Were you able to do both?
Well, here's the deal. First of all, 4 for 7 on up and downs yesterday.
That sounds good.
Only 32 putts, Valdez.
Yeah.
Not bad. For me, that might be a world record. They couldn't do the root canal.
Oh.
I had too much infection and abscess. So I had to get amoxicillin. Believe me, I went there for x-ray.
So the antibiotic.
I was at the oral surgeon, and I have an appointment for it. I think it's next Thursday at noon. I have infection here. I have an infection here, and I have an abscess here. This tooth gotta go.
Mm.
This tooth
ASAP.
root canal, this tooth crown. It's a. Man. It is. A, he said, if I did,
he mocks my denture plan, but they're taking out teeth left and right.
Dental insurance is at least half decent.
Like I don't even know.
Yeah.
Do you have it? It's not through work. It's not. Do you have it through us?
Yes.
It ain't great.
Yeah, it'll cover like 10%.
Ain't great.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's the same.
So when are you getting this done?
Thursday, I have that. Then I told him, I was like, really? The worst part, root canal is really, and actually for the incisor here, the root canal is not a big deal. It's easier than the molars, which I've had done. And root canals really aren't, they're really not that different than fillings for me. But the thing that really makes me want to cry is the tooth extraction. Because I had that before.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, this tooth is so dead. Don't worry about it. It's not.
There's good. Like no nerve endings in it because it's so dead.
Well, it already had a root canal, but it just has an abscess. And it's just got to go. So he said it's so dead, though, that
it won't hurt. Like, there'll be no pain. Like
not only that it's not going to hurt. Yeah. It's like, the thing that's the worst is the sounds that climb on
you.
He's like, this one's going to go pretty easy.
So hold on. So the left side of your mouth, I didn't notice it so bad until yesterday when you were moving around your mouth. It looked like there were two holes.
Yeah. So a crown fell almost off like this two one, missing teeth. The back one, a crown fell off a long time ago. I just don't, I hate going to the dentist. So I just was delaying it. And then this one was just slowly chipping away. Mm. I mean, there's still tooth there.
So are they extracting one of those two teeth?
They're extracting the back molar.
So it's a different tooth that they're extracting.
No, it's one in the back. This one right here, I'm putting a crown back on. It's a whole crown thing. This one right here. This one right here that is killing me, that's root canal.
Do your brothers and your sister, do they have equally as bad teeth?
I don't think so. But both my parents had really bad teeth.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, sister's not genetically related. That doesn't make any sense.
That's true.
She's related. Brothers. I mean, I love my sister. She's my sister.
I know, but
forever.
Maybe
she's related
habits.
To me blood law wise as much as cakes.
Yeah, I understand that, but you know, habits. I don't know.
I think genetics more than habits.
I agree with you.
But your brothers don't have those issues, you said.
Yeah, they're good.
Hey, and they got
I mean, honestly, I'm not in their mouth.
You got the bad beat.
I have no idea what their mouth
people
is.
People take bad beats. Like, my daughter took a bad beat where she didn't have 12 adult teeth. It didn't happen to either of my sons. Happened to my daughter.
Yeah.
Genetic bad beat.
Yeah.
She hit the bad teeth jackpot.
I mean, it didn't help that throughout my lifetime, I've just drank soda, but... But cakes drink soda every day. So, I mean, it's...
Yeah, but my choppers are just better.
Exactly.
Yeah. Just,
exactly.
So, whatever. I'll tell you, I was
a better hand. I was crushed because I was at the oral surgeon. I was strapped up. I was ready to go. But he's like, if I do this right now, your entire mouth is going to swell up because you still have an infection.
Mm. Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask. So, they looked into your mouth and said, it's so infected, we can't do anything right now.
It's not uncommon. I've had it before. Oh. It's not uncommon. You have to get that infection out, and if they just go in there, you got to get rid of the infection first.
Yeah.
The thing I don't like is the word abscess. I don't know the difference between an abscess and infection, but abscess is
doesn't sound
worse.
Great. Yeah. It doesn't sound
great. I think the Dr. Cakes is going to put his hat on here. I think an abscess is just like an abnormal growth that you need to have removed.
I thought it was tied to infection.
Well, they both hurt. They both hurt. Infections and abs. They both.
So
hurt.
I'm supposed to be taking. In fact, I haven't done it yet. I'm supposed to be taking four Advil every whatever.
How'd you sleep?
Oh, this is gross. This is worse than I thought.
Yeah.
An abscess is a pocket of pus,
right?
That can affect any part of your body,
right?
That's grosser than I thought it was.
Right. No, it's.
That's pretty...
It's horrifying.
Yucky.
But I mean, to be honest with you, all of the maladies I've had before, I just haven't quite had them all at the same time.
Right. It's quite a...
It's a perfect storm.
It's alignment. There's a lot of alignment happening here. Bad alignment.
You're George Clooney.
But two of the issues I could have resolved if I would just had gone to the dentist when my crown would fall. But I like... Who wants to? It's always something.
I'll tell you what.
That was the fisherman's cap.
The stuff that happened with you.
Lemming's cap.
Made you go?
Yeah.
Did you set an appointment?
I called my dentist yesterday. I said,
you
know
did?
What? I said, I need
you
to get in there for
small issue.
No, I just want a cleaning, an annual cleaning.
It might.
And I'm going
next
Thursday.
Yeah.
So,
like, didn't JP say he hadn't gone in like 9 years?
Yeah, I don't know
something?
What he's doing.
I mean,
yes, he's kind of flexing in your face that he hasn't gone in 9 years.
No, I'm kind of afraid. To be honest with you, at this point, a little scared.
Well, what's?
I'm embarrassed if I go to the old dental office. They're gonna be like, why haven't you been here? I missed two appointments. Then you guys quit calling, and then I was embarrassed.
You're going to walk in. You're going to say, John Paul Flame. They're going to be like, we don't even have any records. Listen, we threw away your
records. I'm going to be honest with you. The cleaning thing is, I heard you a little bit yesterday. Mm-hmm. The cleaning thing is a little bit of a scam, in my opinion. Like, just brush your teeth, you know, get rid of, you know, maintain your tartar control on. Most of that is just like to keep them nice and a little whiter, get the coffee stains off. You know what I mean? I don't think it's critical that you get a cleaning every 6 months. Believe me, I don't think it's great. Now,
no, but they can
say,
see
I don't
something.
Want to listen to you and your dumb teeth, but you're a classic example.
No, but once
of it.
You open your mouth and they look in there, they can see something that you obviously couldn't see just brushing your teeth.
Sure.
That's why you need to go.
Yeah.
Sure.
In case there's an issue.
Yes.
But like for me, my dentist told me 20 years ago, he said, you have little cracks and you have little cavities in your teeth that there's nothing we can do.
No, really.
You just have to, you're going to have to manage this the rest of your life.
Well.
So that's what I'm doing.
You'll get through it.
It's a nightmare.
You'll get through it.
It's fine. I, you know, take Advil.
I'll go down.
I feel it doesn't hurt as bad as yesterday.
They try to sell you the mouth guard.
Huh?
They try to sell you the mouth guard at night. Or they
for
already
grinding your teeth.
I fell for that.
Oh, you
I
did.
I used it once. for it.
I don't know that that's a particular issue that I have.
No, they just that's their
yeah.
That's their
I,
bit.
I was,
Every,
I was
everyone
dumb.
Does it.
I was
apparently.
Dumb. Fell for it.
My wife has one.
Does she use it?
Yeah. You know when the mouth guard's in, you're cooked. It's kind of like when Cakes puts on
the mask.
The mask,
yeah. Well, nothing's
mouth
happening.
Guard's in. You're
it's a chastity belt.
Yeah, basically.
I got the same thing.
It's
my
like
wife
steel
has
steel undies.
Yeah. I don't know if you call it a retainer, but my wife did the Invisalign.
Oh,
and she
retainer.
Puts in that.
Yeah,
once
retainer
that's in,
goes
it's over.
In. Yeah, that's sure. The last thing that's going in her mouth.
I'm sure Dino wants to make out with Eric with all that pus in his mouth.
Just horrifying to think about.
Hey, but 4 for 7, and you're up and
four
down.
4 for 7, I'm up and down. Only 30,
on the positives.
Only 32 putts. For me, that's world record.
That's very good.
Man, didn't even hit the ball that great, but whatever. And my hip is definitely messed up. It's all right. What am I going to do? Go to the orthopedist now?
You have so many appointments.
They're putting you back together.
How are you going to fit it all in?
I'm just waiting to die.
Yeah, I hear you.
Then, well, you shut it down.
All right, we got a packed show today. A lot to get into.
A lot going
Commanders
on.
Make a massive move before the trade deadline passes. We will talk all about that, but we'll also sprinkle in some Washington Capitals. They're off to a great start. Their head coach, Spencer Carberry, is going to join us
play
at
tonight.
7.
Play Nashville tonight.
Scott Pioli, who used to be a GM in the league, now he's with the NFL Network. He will join us at 7:40. We'll get his take on the Marshawn Lattimore deal here to Washington. Sean Springs, former Washington corner, will give us his take at 9:20. And Coach Locks joins us. Mike Locksley, Terps head football coach, joins us at 9:45. So we are packed. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. That's the number for the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. You can also text us on the Thomas Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. Same number. And you can hit us up on X at Junks Radio. When we come back, we'll tackle that Marshawn Lattimore deal. How do you grade what Washington did yesterday? Welcome back.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Yesterday after the show, it was a momentous day in the country. Trade deadline day in the NFL. And there was a lot of action. Like, it was a flurry of action. And the Commanders faced the Steelers next. The Steelers got Preston Smith from the Packers. Picked up Mike Williams from the Jets. But here, the big news is, and we didn't know if Washington would make a move, they made a pretty massive move.
I think they were the headliners of the day. Like, I can't think of a bigger, more impactful move that any other team made than what
from yesterday.
The Commanders
did. It might be the second biggest deal behind Davante Adams going to the Jets.
Right.
They acquire a four-time Pro Bowl defensive back in Marshawn Lattimore. They give up a third rounder, a fourth rounder, a sixth rounder in exchange for Lattimore and a fifth rounder.
And the sixth rounder was already the Saints' pick in the Ridgeway deal. So they're just like, okay, here's your own pick back. Even though it looks like our pick, it was your pick all along. So
I think it's a big deal.
It signals that they're going for it.
They're all in.
They realized, look, we're 7-2. We're ahead of schedule. We didn't expect to be here, but Jaden's better than expected.
And
we're going to make a playoff run.
And if we're going to beat teams in the playoffs that have really good offenses, like the Eagles, like the Lions, you know, possibly the 49ers who have good receivers, we need another guy.
Also in the regular season.
He gets
to face A.J. Brown twice now because they haven't faced the Eagles yet. Right. So that's a huge deal.
I put up our Junkies poll of the day presented by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. How do you feel about the trade? Do you love it? Do you like it? Are you neutral or do you not like it?
I
saw very little people saying they don't like it. There was maybe out of like hundreds of responses on social media, on our Facebook page, on our Instagram, on our on our Twitter, only a handful of people said that they gave up too much. Almost everybody either likes it or loves it. Again, you can vote at Junks Radio on Twitter.
I love it because it signals that they are, it's no joke this year.
Right.
This is not, yes, there's a rebuild, but they're also playing better than they thought and they're a better team than they thought. They are all in for this year. Plus, it's kind of part of the rebuild because he's under contract for a couple more years.
It's not like a D-Hop or Deontay Johnson rental.
You didn't give up a third and fourth rounder for a guy who's going to be a free agent in a few months. He's part of your team and will be, if he's healthy, I know he's got the hamstring issue right now. But he's going to be, he's one of the best at his position.
It's not like picking up David Cohn to pitch in September and October.
And like from the Saints side, it makes total sense. They're in salary cap hell. They've lost seven straight games. He's disgruntled. He wanted out. He wants a fresh start. He's getting it. They get to reload with picks. I mean, they have to go into rebuild. Like they're $60 million over the cap. $60 million over. So they have to start over. And this is one of the first spots that they're doing it.
Right.
It's stunning work by Adam Peters and his people.
Adam Peters is just doing stunning work.
Do you think Ron could have pulled that off?
No.
All
the Marty's he had in the building couldn't have pulled it off.
And
they also wouldn't have been in a position where they would have needed to because they wouldn't be 7-2.
I was playing. I was on a course when buddy was telling me what was going on. He was all over the phone. I think this guy might have been a bigger Skins fan than me. And he kept telling. And I was like, well, I'm sure they probably swapped like Forbes. They didn't even want Forbes.
I thought
they'll probably cut Forbes. They didn't cut Forbes. They cut Obada, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They kept Forbes. I don't know.
Maybe they feel like Lattimore can be like a good like influence on Forbes.
Maybe.
Teach him some things. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe they still believe in the talent a little bit. Who knows? But I was I was kind of stunned because I never thought they would truly be in the market and be able to pull off like a guy of that caliber.
Yeah.
I just didn't think it was. I thought if they did something, it'd be more on the margins, like a Noah Brown.
And I'm going to guess also that his, quote, hamstring injury is all of a sudden going to be better.
Going to be cured.
As soon as he touches down in Washington.
Yeah.
It's kind of going to be like Davante Adams had a hamstring injury, too, when he was with the Raiders before he got to the Jets. And then all of a sudden, he's playing.
Well, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Adam Peters pulls off a massive deal, acquires Marshawn Lattimore, cornerback from the New Orleans Saints. Here are a couple numbers that PFF put out about Marshawn Lattimore. 35.1% open target rate, which is fifth best amongst all corners in the NFL. And they also say he hasn't allowed a touchdown in single coverage since 2021.
That's crazy.
800-636-1067. So I'm with you, Jason. If I had to vote at Junks Radio, I would vote love it because you're in a position where you have a chance to compete for a Super Bowl.
You want
to
get better this year, yeah.
You want to get stronger. And like you said, it's not a rental.
Stop.
The guy's going to be around. The only thing that I saw amongst all the stuff in social media, there was one person who tweeted out, and it was an insider, that there was some hesitancy about how he would fit in the locker room. That I don't know. I don't know anything about the type of guy he is. I don't know anything about chemistry. I don't know if he's a diva type, but kind of think Dan Quinn will make it work.
Well, we know he's fiery. I mean, we've seen the back and forths between him and Mike Evans over the years in the rivalry between the Saints and the Bucks. Like, those dudes genuinely hate each other and would get in fistfights, like, on the field.
Yeah.
And I know Mike Evans has gotten ejected in at least one game. So, like, he's a competitor, and I think he's going to fit in well in this locker room and the culture that Quinn and Peters are building.
And now he's part of a team that's a division leader.
Right.
And he's not part of a team that's lost seven straight. You know, he probably wanted to get the hell out of Dodge, mm-hmm. go play for a winning team and have a chance to win a ring or at least get to a playoffs. So I think it's a great move.
Can I give
people who think they gave up too much, a third and a fourth? Okay, but you don't know what those third and fourths turn into. Mm-hmm. This is a former number 11th pick in the draft, and he's a four-time Pro Bowler. I mean, he's one of the best in his position. I think you got to love it for this year and beyond.
Let me give you a stat, and I credit DePompa for putting this on my radar. He sent it to me. It's from our guy, Warren Sharp. He tweeted this yesterday. This is it's a little complicated, but just lock in with me. On our offense, the Commanders' offense, 49% of drives reach the red zone, okay? That's number one in the NFL since at least 2000, okay? So in the last 24 years, no one has been, through week nine, that prolific.
Okay.
61% of the drives score points at all. That's number one in the NFL since 2000. Over 50% of the teams in the top 10 in those two categories made the Super Bowl that same year. 50% of teams that are in the top 10, and we're number one in both of them. Right. 50% of teams that had top 10s in both those categories made the Super Bowl.
I'm curious where the Lions are.
Through week nine.
But I.
So,
you know what I mean? Like, where are the Lions?
If you just look at those two stats, we got a greater than 50% chance of
the only caveat is how many of those teams had rookie quarterbacks?
I don't know. Maybe we're just going to make history.
Probably zero.
Maybe we're going to make history.
Yeah.
But
it's possible.
And I wonder where the Lions are because they've got a great offense. But I've seen those numbers. I mean, that's why you go for it. Mm-hmm. Like, record-wise, you're the 2 seed. Only a half game back of the 1 seed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just look at how they're playing.
Mm-hmm.
Even the loss to the Ravens, it was a close game.
Right.
They weren't just throttled. And then you got to go all the way back to week one for their other loss against Tampa. I mean, they've been impressive.
And it fundamentally changes the way they're going to play defense. Lattimore is going to lock in on the top target. Then you can decide whether it's Sandra Still or St. Juice gets the two or who. Like, you should shift Sandra Still inside because he was a slot corner coming out of Michigan. Like, that's. But he's been forced to play more of the outside. So I think
he's been doing a pretty good job.
He has been, but I mean, that might be more St. Juice territory because he's bigger and more physical.
Maybe.
So I love the move. I think it's a great move.
Yeah, I mean,
especially because it just signals again that they're shoving all the chips in the middle. That's what this move signifies to me. Hmm. Like, you don't make this move unless you feel like you're making a deep run or you have the potential to make a deep run.
Well, and you also, like I said before, and we even talked about it yesterday, you're making this move because you know the teams you have to beat.
Right.
And one of them starts next Thursday because they have two legit receivers.
I mean, I'd slap him right on Pickens immediately. This weekend.
Well, this week, okay. I'm just talking about the Eagle game, but yeah.
That one's important too. But like, I'm not wasting any time. I gave up a lot of draft capital. You're on Pickens.
Yeah.
Shut down Pickens immediately.
Right. I doubt the Steelers waste any time putting in Mike Williams and Preston Smith.
You think they're not going to throw a moon ball to Mike Williams? Right. Russell Wilson? Of course he's going to do that.
800-636-1067. I put on social media yesterday, how would you grade the trade? And most people were maybe some A minuses. Mm-hmm. DeQuavius, don't like giving up an extra pick, but huge get for a massive need. Don't mind the overpay because we are in that window.
It's an overpay if Lattimore is a rental and you only have him through the end of this year. He's under contract for two more seasons.
That's why you got to love it. You got to shut down corner.
This is not a short-term rental.
So now you don't necessarily have to go into the draft because before this deal, you might have looked at the draft for next year and gone, all right, we need a shutdown corner to draft. And they might go after one of those. But now you don't have to.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Here's one from Mike Garth. Definite boost to the secondary. Hopefully his hammy checks out okay. He can shut down his side of the field. Shows that owners are in it to win it sooner than later. And it does. We're focusing on Peters, and he is a big part of the equation. But does this happen with Dan Snyder?
No.
Jason brought up the Adam Schefter tweet yesterday where players are saying they want to come to Washington. I know it's a trade. They don't really have a choice. Mm-hmm. But you got owners who foster a system and empower the coach and the GM to make moves like this.
Well, just wait until the offseason. Just wait until free agency, you know, where you might be able to get a few guys and maybe at a little bit of a discount. You know, guys would go to the Patriots and they would maybe take a little less or whatever because they just want to go, you know. Maybe we can get more Bobby Wagners, like just even guys just with 1 year deals. Right. And
Adam Peters is looking at the financials, like, oh, I've $121 million to spend in free agency. Now he's not going to spend it all, but if he wants to make a splurge, splashy type of acquisition, he's got the resources
Valdez,
to do it.
I know Drabby's on the phone. Can we get Jason Wright or somebody to send us a couple Jaden Daniels jerseys for Cakes and I, my fellow Skins fan?
We can ask.
Like, because I'll wear them on the show. Precise.
Never hurts to ask, right?
Or EB, even better, like just an unlimited like gift card to use at the team store.
Well, I mean, if they, unlimited. I don't know if they have that. But, Draft, can we do that?
They don't have it, but maybe they can make Jaden
stuff on air. The Wizards give us stuff. They give us
jerseys. Draft's not allowed to have one.
The Wizards give us
No access.
The Wizards give us jerseys. The Caps give us jerseys. The Nats give us jerseys.
Yeah.
Can the Commanders, whatever you call
them. We can ask.
Tell them the number one fan wants a Jaden, and I might grant one to the Cakes.
You're the gatekeeper.
I don't get one.
Only if you come on.
Listen to how I'm talking about this move. I'm very positive. I think it's a great move.
Will you wear the jersey?
I'm more.
I would
look hypocritical.
There was hesitation there.
I know, but I'm happy that they made this move. I think it's a positive move. I'm rooting for them because I love this move.
Thank you.
I am.
Will you continue to root for them?
Yeah.
For the next 5 years?
I mean, until they play the Niners.
I mean, honestly.
What color do you want? What do you think?
I honestly don't know. I have a hard time with white.
Even though the Commander's name stinks, I am building a little bit of a reserve in the merch. I've got the Salute to Service hoodie. I bought a hat for the Dan Quinn costume, but I can use that whenever I want.
Yeah, why can't you go get a Timu jersey?
I will wear a Timu jersey.
I got a lot of Timu stuff now, man.
I have to draw the line. I have to have standards.
I need to text him today to follow up on my tickets anyway. He said it's one of those weird things. We were talking about this off air.
Yeah.
He said, hey, hit me up for tickets. Hit him up last week. He says, I got you. And then you don't hear from him.
He's a man
of his word.
I have confidence, but it's awkward because I got a buddy who's coming from out of town, so just got to lock it down.
It's fine. But I'm glad you're the trailblazer here.
Right.
Because I'm going to see what happens. Right. I know what's going to happen. He's going to take care of you.
Right.
Because I'm going to follow in your foot, in your giant footsteps.
I know, but we've all been down this road where somebody says, hook you. And then they say, I got you.
Hey.
Then you don't. Then there's radio silence for a while.
Almost as important as the tickets. Did you ask for a parking pass?
No, I did not.
I mean, what do you?
This is a little disingenuous.
What?
Because the team's good now. All of a sudden, the show's flocking to Commanders games.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's kind of the way things work.
Hey, there's one guy who's not. This guy.
We went to a game like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
We actually went to two games.
We're also paid.
Yeah, that is true.
I forgot about that.
The real thread the needle is if you find a way to get paid to go to the game, JP. If you manage that, let me know how that happens.
Hey, when you're texting Jason Wright, can you see if you can get a RV and bus a pass for the Army-Navy game? At FedEx.
It never hurts to ask. The worst thing is going to happen.
If Eric's getting a jersey, I need a parking pass for Army-Navy. For the RV bus lot.
Jason Wright's going to be a very busy man. Busier than normal.
Let's go to Eric in Woodruff. See if the phone's first call of the day, right? Eric, what's up, buddy? What do you think?
Hey, good morning, John. So I just wanted to say I'm impressed with what the Commanders have done. First of all, I'm a Pittsburgh fan.
Okay.
So I've been looking forward to this matchup for a while. I'm excited with what the Commanders are doing, but as good as Pittsburgh looks and projecting that Russell Wilson plays at the level he's played for the past 2 weeks, where do you guys fall? How confident are you that the Commanders can actually beat Pittsburgh?
I think it's a toss-up game.
Anything can happen. Yeah. It's the NFL.
I'll probably say I'm going to lean us just because our offense has been so good this year and Jaden seems like he's got that magic. But I mean, certainly it's close to 50-50.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody thinks it's 90-10.
It comes down to, you know, protecting Jaden because Watt's just a beast. Well, both their ends are beasts, but Watt's a Hall of Famer, and he's a game changer. And then can they stop the run? Because, you know, Pittsburgh, you're a fan. They want to establish that with Najee and
control. Jalen Warren's getting healthier, too.
Control the clock.
There.
But if Washington can stop that run, they got great chance.
And we also noted yesterday that Tomlin record off a bye, 13-4.
Yeah. It's a little scary.
Yeah. They'll be prepared.
Yeah, because once Pittsburgh gets that passing game going, it just opens up the running game. And with Patterson coming back, Harris.
Yeah, it might be tougher to get the passer game with Marshawn Lattimore patrolling out there. Might be tougher. It should be tougher. That's why they acquired him.
They picked up Mikey Williams, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he'll be available to them.
I would assume he'd be available.
We just don't know if Lattimore will be available.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you're assuming.
Matchup.
You're assuming that the hamstring's going to magically heal, and I love the assumption.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just would like to have confirmation
on that. Well, I don't have any confirmation. It's called a tingle, EB.
Yeah,
my tingle is that he had a hamstring injury because the Saints were dead and buried and had lost
six straight
games.
How many weeks ago did he have his so-called
hamstring? He played, his last game was October 27th, so that would have been week...
So he's had 2 weeks rest?
He's plenty healed, EB.
I don't know. If he's on the peptides, he's got a good shot.
My tingle is that he will be out on the field starting for the Commanders this weekend and drawing the George Pickens assignment, I would think. But again, I could be cursing the whole thing.
Your tingle yesterday was they weren't going to make a deal.
Was it? I don't know. I can't remember. I thought they would deal Forbes. I thought they would just deal him for whatever they
could get. I think we both said they would make a deal. I said minor.
This is not a minor deal.
Like a fringe, you know, on the edges type of deal.
I'll check with my source today to see if Lattimore is out on the practice field.
Okay.
I would like to know that.
I think practice today is on Wednesdays at 1 o'clock?
Or not 11 sure. O'clock?
All right, I'll check.
Will you head over to the park to massage his hamstring aches?
I mean, Valdez can vouch for it. These are magic fingers.
Hmm.
They do solid work. If the Commanders would like to outsource and hire me as a highly paid masseuse consultant, my services are available. And I'm not even kidding. I would massage Marshawn Lattimore's hamstring and nurse it back to health.
Well, I was busy getting up and down from crazy predicaments yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Was there anybody else that made a more impactful move, in your opinion, than what we did?
I think this was the biggest splash.
It was
Za'Darius Smith got dealt. That was yesterday in the morning.
To the Lions from the Browns.
That's a big deal.
But you were the headline all over.
Yeah.
CBS
Headline
Sports.
Grabber. Right.
Yeah, I think the Steelers moves, you know, the guys that they traded for, Preston Smith and Mike Williams.
Right. Is Preston Smith still got some juice left? I wonder if we were in the market for... Where do we rank, by the way, in sacks? So last week... Was it last week? When we played... Or was it 2 weeks ago? That who did we play last... That had 35 sacks?
Giants.
The Giants.
Yeah. Where does Washington rank in team sacks?
Right? Yeah, where do we rank in team sacks?
I'll tell you right now. Giants are 1, Broncos 2, Jets 3. Washington is around 10th. They've got 24.
All right, so not horrible.
2.6 sacks per game.
Not horrible.
Not awful, no.
Dante Fowler is a big reason why, right? What's he got, 6?
He's had a really good season so far.
Why was I getting little Chase Young blurbs? Were they trying to move him or something? Like, I literally was getting Chase Young. I was seeing, like, little hints about that on my feed.
Oh, I think they were...
Were people out there suggesting that Chase literally might come here? Like, they might move... Like,
I don't think here. I just think the Saints probably should have
tried
to...
They're unloading everyone.
They might have tried to deal him, and they just couldn't work out a deal.
So they were unloading everyone, and people were... Like,
The Saints are losers, and they're in cap hell. Yeah. So everyone just assumed... It was a fire sale in New Orleans.
Yeah, but nobody wants Chase. I mean, big dud.
But I don't think he was coming here ever.
Chase should sign with the WWE. I said that.
That's your bit.
That's my thing.
Sticking to it.
And I stand by it. Right. I think he'd be a great wrestler.
We need to document all the guys you truly hate right now. It's Chase Young, Eric Bieniemy, Ron Rivera.
I feel bad for him.
But that you love to like beat up on. Beat up on the
Bieniemy, I need a trigger alert. Okay, you need to warn me before you say
his word.
Because what he did to my team.
All right. We've got some great prizes here on a game show Wednesday. We have tickets to the Wizards Pistons game. We have a $100 gift card to Metropolitan Hospitality Group and tickets to go see Iron Maiden in concert. When we come back, we'll play the leaderboard. You can call in now at 800-636-1067. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Going to be talking about this Marshawn Lattimore deal all morning. Scott Pioli, who is with the NFL Network now, used to be a GM in the league, will join us at 7:40. We'll get his take. Also, Sean Springs, former Washington cornerback, will give us his take on Marshawn Lattimore, what he will mean to this Washington Commanders defense. We got Coach Spencer Carberry from the Caps joining us, top of the hour, 7 o'clock. But right now, we'll give away some prizes on a game show Wednesday. Going to make you earn it as we play the leaderboard, 800-636-1067. Got 3 questions, 3 prizes, Wizards tickets to give away, $100 gift card to Metropolitan Hospitality Group, and Iron Maiden tickets. Who is our first contestant?
All right, let's go to James in Rockville. Hey, James.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, James.
Hello, James.
You answer this question, you'll win the tickets to go see the Wizards. This quarterback who won the Heisman Trophy during his college days leads the NFL with 23 touchdown passes.
Baker Mayfield.
Winner, stand the line. Congrats.
Can I get the gift certificate instead?
Nope, you get the 2 tickets to the Wizards.
Sorry, you got to go to the Wiz game, bro.
It's Military Appreciation Night presented by Leidos, and the Wizards will honor all those who have served and continue to serve our country. For the complete Wizard schedule and tickets, visit thefandc.com/contest.
Whatever happened to, hey, thanks for the prize. Thanks a lot for the prize instead of, can I have this instead? Greedy. Greedy, greedy prize pigs.
And here's the deal. Radio Insider.
Yeah.
Once we say we're giving away something for a particular game or contest, we have to stick to that.
That is correct.
And
we've
I'm doing. I'm just going from top to bottom.
You know what? Stick to the letter of the law there, JP, with the prize giveaway.
So next, we're giving away the $100 gift card to Metropolitan Hospitality Group.
You're saying the
best
for
another
last,
James?
JP.
Is there back-to-back James? It looks like it. I'll go to James in Rockville. James.
James.
Oh, the other one was Jason. Hey, James. Oh, it says Jason. I'm sorry.
Jason.
I'm sorry. Hey, buddy. Hey.
All right, Jason, for the $100 gift card to Metropolitan Hospitality Group as we play the leaderboard.
Yep.
This defensive end, who had 1 sack against the Commanders earlier this season, leads the NFL with 11 sacks. Do you have a guess?
Sounds like he bailed.
Looks like he dropped.
A lot of silence.
Yeah, nothing.
Let's go to the next guy.
He could have had a good meal.
Let's go to David in Silver Spring.
Hey, David.
Yeah, that's a tough one, and I could not tell you who it is.
All right, let's go to the next contestant, 800-636-1067. Tougher question for the $100 gift card.
All right, let's go to Hugh in the Dina.
Hey, Hugh.
Hey.
So this defensive end had one sack against the Commanders earlier this season, leads the NFL with 11 sacks.
I don't know either.
Yeah, time to Google it.
All right, let's try one more. If not, we'll move on to the next question.
Jose Centerville. Hey, Jose.
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
What's up, Jose?
Jose, same question for you. It's a defensive end.
Trey Hendrickson.
Yes, winner. Trey Hendrickson, 11 sacks this season. Hey, you get that $100 gift card to Metropolitan Hospitality Group. That's good at any of their restaurants, Open Road, Circa, Heirloom, Salt, Trio, or El Bebe.
Enjoy.
And he's in Centerville. It's not too far from Reston. You can go over to the Open Road Distillery.
Perfect. Mm. And he didn't argue about the prize he was given. Good listener.
All right, we got one more. We got Iron Maiden tickets to give away.
Let's go to John in Waldorf. I bet he's a big Iron Maiden fan.
John in the Dorf.
In the Dorf.
What's going on, John?
What's up,
John?
Buddy?
All right, John. If you were a good listener, you might have picked up on this a couple minutes ago. This guy leads the Commanders with 6.5 sacks.
That's my man, Dexter Fowler.
I mean,
we
got to hook him.
I mean, he said half of it. Do you want to try again? Do you want to try again?
You should have said D. Fowler.
Fowler.
You want to hook him up? Are you an Iron Maiden guy?
Six. He had a pick six. Of course.
He is?
I mean, he didn't say Ricky Fowler.
Yeah, right.
If he said Ricky Fowler, that's no good.
All right, you're in.
I guarantee you Dante Fowler's been called Dexter Fowler before.
At some point, yeah.
He just mispronounced the name. Yeah. And congratulations, you get two tickets to go see Iron Maiden, the Future Past World Tour, Tuesday, November 12th at CFG Bank Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events.
Mm-hmm. He's going to go see Legends.
Remind me what CFG Bank Arena is.
It's what used to be the Baltimore Arena.
Oh, Baltimore Arena. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
They've refurbished it. Apparently, it's silly. I haven't been inside of it yet. I've heard good things.
I think I saw Fleetwood Mac there years ago, but it was still called the Baltimore
Arena. It's undergone a lot of different name changes. It's been, I think, Valdez, help me with this, Royal Farms Arena.
Yes.
First Mariner Bank Arena.
Yes, First Mariner Bank.
I think that might have been one of
those. Of course, Baltimore Arena.
Baltimore Arena, where I watched a Steve Francis Pone, Iowa.
That's right. What have I seen? I saw Purvis Ellison play for the Bullets at Baltimore Arena, like in the late 80s, like when they used to do a few games in Baltimore.
Is this where the Baltimore Blast used to play?
That's correct.
Yes.
I actually played on that field, like for my kids' team.
Very good.
You know, 40 years ago or something during an intermission.
Jason, I also saw, I think, at least a double bill of Megadeth and Slayer at Baltimore Arena. Lucky. A concert that you would have loved to have gone to.
Yeah, lucky you.
Yeah.
All right, back to the Fowler Jr., Dexter Fowler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or Dante.
Nobody would have expected 6.5 sacks at this point.
No. Well, I guess you know who did? Adam Peters. That's why he signed him.
Joe Witt.
And you know what? Adam Peters, I mean, might want to let him.
Right now, he's walking on water in D.C.
I want to put him next to a pond and see if he can walk from one side to the other and just walk on top of the water. Like, seemingly, right now, can do little wrong. Especially with all the buffoonery that preceded him here in D.C.
All right, coming up next, we'll switch gears. We'll talk Washington Capitals. They've been off to a fantastic start, Ovi was the star of the week in the NHL.
He was.
Five goals in four games. He was. We'll talk to their head coach, Spencer Carberry, next here on the Junkies.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.